311.
A very good afternoon to you. Welcome to the 311 radio show right here on VOB Next 2.9 FM. Trust you've been having a great Sunday. Thank you so much for sticking with us right here. I am Crystal J. Paul, and you know how we do it at this time on a Sunday afternoon, that we chat with the Barbados Fire Service, hear what's happening in the service, and we get our fire prevention tips and life safety tips and so much more. Joining us today, we have a full house. I'm going to invite Senior Fire and Life Safety Officer Natasha Ford to introduce, well, I think one is new to the program, I'm not sure, but the other three officers, she's not new, okay, but the other three officers are definitely not new, but we're going to be hearing more from them. So good afternoon, first of all, to everyone together.
Good afternoon.
All right, Officer Ford, go ahead and do the introduction.
A pleasant good afternoon to each and every one of you listening. And let me say it, nobody here is new. New is a baby that was born yesterday. New is a all baby right. That's a week old. All of these are old or not grown people. No. With all pleasantries aside, joining us, we have, again, Sobers will help me with the title because it still fights me. None other than our sub-officer, Andrea Williams, and her correct title is?
Williams.
Stop, so you give them your title.
Fire and Life Safety Inspectorate
Supervisor. Officer, okay, all right. Thank you.
Right, not to say she would have been here for a while. This is not her first show. Next to her, we have none other than Sheikha Charles. And she is from the Research and Planning Unit. Ms. Charles, welcome.
Thank you.
We have none other, let me apologize, and Kevin Sobers, who's also back here with us. We would have missed them for the last 4 weeks or so. Welcome, Mr. Sobers. And of course, none other. I think he has become a stranger to the program. We have not heard him in probably like 6 months.
Wow.
Yes. Making sure that our officers got to work on time. Our other staff members, whether it be the maids or those working inside the civilian staff, the office that is, that they were being driven to and from work, you know, with COVID being what it was. So as promised last week, we would have touched a bit on the recruiting process, and that is where Charles would give us more information, greater in-depth information. But of course, as a promise and I like to fulfill promises, we would have spoken and said that they were also doing a fire inspector course. All of them would have been participants of that course. And of course, they're sitting before you because all of them would have been successful in completing.
Congratulations!
Would have been successful in completing that evolution. So the theory and everything that goes with it. So they will tell you what that experience was like. You're going to miss me for the rest of the program because I think these four energetic young people have so much to offer to you this afternoon. So you just sit and you listen and you take in everything that you need to take in. Any questions, you can always post at another time. Over to you.
All right. Thank you, Officer Ford. Yeah, well, it's so good to see all four of you. And Officer Jason Collins, we didn't actually say his name. So welcome back. Welcome back. It's been 6 minutes.
Thank you very much. It's great as well, man.
Yes.
I miss you guys.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah, so good to see you. So you're four of how many who would have gone through that course?
Four of nine.
Okay. All right. So as I understand, well, we understood from last week's program that it was a pretty intensive course. And I'd love to hear your experience, what it was like. And let me start with the ladies first. May I start with Officer Charles first? Welcome again, Officer Charles.
Hi.
What was the inspectorate course like for you? Was it what you expected it to be?
No, I thought it would have been something similar to a different course I would have done in recruiting, but it took a different approach to most of the stuff that we would have learned. So it was almost as if everything was brand new. And it really showed a different aspect in terms of what they would be talking about on the radio show in terms of fire safety and everything like that, where you have to go now from being in operation to kind of being the person to prevent what would cause you to come and extinguish the fire.
Okay, so when you went on the recruitment course, what would have happened then?
Okay, so in recruiting, we would have been learning about how to extinguish fire, basically. So then in this course now, we had to learn how to get people to prevent certain things from happening so we won't have a fire per se to extinguish.
All right. All right. So Officer Williams, how long was the course?
The course was for 2 weeks initially, but due to resets and so on, it went to 3 weeks. Yes.
3 weeks. That's right. Yes, that's right. That was said last week. So, well, Officer Williams, you've been in the service for how long?
August would be 30 years.
13 years. So,
30.
Wow. Okay.
Yes.
So this is, I mean, once you take the course, then that's it. This is the first time you're taking the course?
No, this is the second time for me due to constraints that I wouldn't mention at this time. Mm-hmm. That was 2 years ago.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, after 30 years in the service, you're now doing this for the second time. Mm-hmm. What was your experience like?
Sleep deprivation.
Amen.
Not only for myself, but for everyone. Yeah. Because, as you said, it was a tedious course. So you had to do lots and lots of reading.
Wow.
And every day before the actual class began, you had an exam to do.
Wonderful.
Every day?
Yes, every day. Sometimes two exams.
Wow.
So you can understand.
So, okay.
I'm not being negative in any way. I am encouraging all those out there, especially my fellow fire officers who are doing their watch manager course at this time. I'm encouraging you. You know, just try and keep up with it. It will benefit you in the end.
So how was it different for you? Because, I mean, after being in the service for 30 years, you would have seen so many different aspects of the service. How is this different, being a fire inspector?
This is different because it puts you now out there, more out in the public, dealing with businesses, nursing homes, their nurseries, petroleum companies. All of those other things. So I'm saying that that is why it has been so tedious in doing it, because you have to be so specific when you get out there.
Wow. Gentlemen, yeah. I'm going to give Officer Collins the first go as a gentleman here. We haven't heard from you in a while. Tell us of your experience in other course.
Let me first say and express the same words shared by the seven Charles. The course was definitely challenging. Definitely a challenge. I don't think I read that much even at CSC level. I don't think I've read that much. Looking at a laptop screen pretty much for three consecutive weeks. So it was definitely intense. Sleep deprivation, as the sub said, for sure. Mm-hmm. The first real proper rest I got in that duration would have been probably last Friday at the 8th. Would have been the best rest I've gotten in quite a while.
Right.
So it was definitely a challenge. A lot of information. A lot of good information. It's just that the rate at which the information was expelled or coming at you was quite intense. Mm-hmm. I always say in this line of work, you have to know a little about a lot in our line of work, because you got to know something about construction, you got to know something about medical, you got to know about fire safety, different extinguishing media, which media to use on which particular type of fire, etc. So it's a whole lot of stuff. And the little I just mentioned is something that you have to learn in that period of time that you're going to take with you for the rest of your career as a fire inspector. So it was definitely quite intense coming at you quickly.
Yes, yes, yes. Officer Sobers, what about you?
Yes, please. No, I'm not going to try to sugarcoat it like the rest did. I mean, everybody feels it. Oh, it was. No. Let me tell you and tell you now. That course
Woo.
Thank God that it is over. As you guys said, for me too, it was a lot because over those 3 weeks, basically, many evenings you were at home extremely tired and have to deal with your normal stuff, you go home, your children, that sort of stuff, your families. Everybody has different situations that they have to deal with and they have to look after. And then you still have to make sure you do your assignments and you still have to do your reading and studying because, as the sub said, you have one or two exams every morning, first thing before class even begins. So covering 17 to 20 chapters, some chapters 40 to 60 pages at least, and knowing that you have a pass mark of 70% to pass. Yes, our pass mark is not 40 or 50%. You have 70? To get 70% to pass. So if you get 69.2, you fail and you have to do it over.
Wow.
And that has been the life of my courses in the Barbados Prayer Service. Mm-hmm. And I've always said that the courses in Barbados Prayer Service are some of the hardest courses to do. And that anyone who can successfully pass a fire service course can go any university or anywhere in the world and study because you have a longer period of time to get in information and pass the exams. So many nights, as I said, you will start reading, say just after news or so, and the sun will come out the next morning and you realize you're still in front of your laptop. You gotta hustle to get ready and you're like, when you gotta sleep yet? And that has been fun. The whole duration of 2 weeks. So much so that when the course was concluded, the first night I said, I'm going home, I'm going to sleep so hard, I'm going to sleep for the 2 or 3 weeks that I missed. But unfortunately, that night, I don't know what happened. 1 o'clock came, 3 o'clock came, I still up.
Wow.
Jess was so excited it was over. But in all honesty,
maybe you wanted more. You're hoping for more that.
No. Definitely not. But in all honesty, for those who know the Bible, have read the Bible, I felt like Pharaoh and the entire Egyptians who went through the 10 plagues, and this was the 11th. That's what it felt.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my word. Well, Officer Charles, let me get back to you. What are some of the, well, Officer Sobers, I think it was, just mentioned that there are about 17 to 20 chapters. What are some of the elements of the course that you had to learn? What are in the chapters, if you could get a bit into some detail for us?
I have some of these topics that we will cover.
Okay.
So basically, we can go through them.
Yes.
It ranges from building construction, mm-hmm. fire behavior, construction types and occupancy types, fire inspection, the duties and the authorities of an inspector, means of egress, the standards, codes, and permits associated with, whether it be NFPA standards and stuff, international standards, local standards, the Safety and Health at Work Act, everything, plans, the review for field and field verification, hazardous materials, fire hazard recognition, how to store, the handling, the transportation, using and disposing of hazardous materials, fire detection, fire alarm systems, water supply systems, special agent systems, water-based systems, fire inspection. Yeah, a whole lot of topics that you had to cover in that course.
That is something else. Now, the one that stuck out to me immediately was fire behavior. A course, well, an element of a course on fire behavior. If you could expound on that just a little more for us so we can have a better understanding of fire behavior. What does that entail?
It is, to put it in simple terms, it's kind of explaining the fire as chemistry. So if this is burning, what is actually burning is like the vapors coming off of the paper. So it is like teaching us how to recognize different types of fires, how the fire would spread, whether it's radiation, conduction, convection.
Yes.
It really has to do with giving us the basic understanding of how to deal with a particular fire, because then you have the electrical fires and stuff like that. So it teaches you all of that kind of information or the science behind it in a sense.
No, then what I will ask, after those grueling 3 weeks, how has each of you benefited from it? I mean, I know it was a difficult period, but you know how it is when you come through a season and you look back and you say, oh, but you know what? I'm better off for it. How has it impacted you, Officer Williams?
First of all, I would like to say that it really has had a great impact on me because of the different topics that we had learned. And it makes us want, but it makes me, not us, I don't know about the others. It makes me want to go over what I did to make sure that I have it in my memory, you know, and when I go there in public, what to do. You know, as my chief would always say, you have to be current and relevant as well in this job.
True, true. Officer Collins.
Same question.
How has it impacted you?
Right. Well, definitely a lot of learning has taken place within that couple of weeks doing the course. Even though there were things that some of which we would have done before or you do on a day-to-day basis. Like, for example, fire behavior is something that every fire officer from the time they start to recruit would be privy to, they would be taught. Basically teaching fire behavior like Charles would have alluded to earlier. But in addition, from an inspector's perspective, it's different from the actual firefighter getting on the truck perspective. Right. Because now you got to see this thing before it happens, as opposed to turning up to a fire and extinguishing a particular fire. From the inspector's perspective, you have to basically foresee and see what you can do to mitigate the possibility of anything happening, basically, of any emergency from happening. That's the best way to put it. So though there were stuff, as I said, that I would have known before, it has really cemented a lot of things, and it really cemented how serious our jobs are and what it entails to, you know, to do our job on a day-to-day basis. A lot of things that we probably, as human beings, take for granted, even sometimes as fire officers, we may not see things from a certain angle because we are not privy to them. But when we get into a situation where, like, of course, it is teaching you, there's so many aspects, like I said, building construction, things that we probably may not take that seriously. There's the fire behavior, there's the way that alarm systems are made, are constructed, the components that cause them to work, how they work, that kind of stuff. These are things that we had to, you know, learn. It's a lot to take in. Like, I was being encouraged all the time by leader for Officer Ford and others, you're not going to get everything in one go. You're going to constantly relay some not long say to keep yourself up to date. But it is a lot of information, a lot of good information, but a lot to take in. So it has definitely been beneficial for sure.
Wonderful. Officer Sobers, do you want to add to that?
Well, they basically covered everything. But in terms of myself, I could say since then, visiting establishments or even on my personal time when I go into a store or going to building, you automatically start to click and you look around like, wait, this, and then you go to you say, can I speak to this person? And you get a little out of voice, a few little text from what you see, and you're like, oh my gosh, this is where you're going to be for no one. I mean, you go inside the building and you start looking at your clothes, you go look at the extinguisher to see if they're fully charged. So really, truly, it has put you in a place where, I guess, because of having so much wealth of information being put into you in that short space of time, it has encouraged you now to go and put it into practice, or to ensure that what you know and how something that's so small or so simple could turn into something that we've been seeing for our entire career for your service, versus losing everything they worked so hard for in the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
So having this information and seeing things and knowing that you are in a position now to assist those persons in preventing what could be a disaster, I encourage any person who has the opportunity to do the course, not only to start the course, as hard as it would be, as I said, stick with it, encourage one another, and see it through, because the information is something that you could take with you anywhere in the world. You can do so much with it, and it would only benefit you as well as the entire country in the long run.
That's good. That's good. That is what I was going to ask as well, in terms of how it has changed your perception of things. You know, you go into a building, into a store, as you rightly said, and you go and you want to check the fire extinguisher, you know, if you see things with different eyes. And I think that to me would make it all worth it. Now, how are people chosen? Is it that you're put forward for the course, or is it that you have to volunteer to do it within the service?
Well, in all honesty, it's kind of a mixture of both, depending, because there are times, there are courses which the fire service runs every year. There's some which may run twice or three times a year, and there's some which may run be outside of that period based on demand. And in this time where it is that you're trying to get Barbados and all businesses to follow the safety and health that we're at, to follow the laws of Barbados, and as well as to assist the fire service in its mandate to reduce the amount of fires and incidents that we have to respond to that could be avoided, the demand is great. So when you have such a great demand and you have so much persons interested in having these services or these things done to prevent these things, then you have to have enough personnel to supply or to meet that demand.
Also, that's what Officer Sobers is saying, is that once you reach a certain level within the Barbados Fire Service, once you become a what we call an NCO, which is a supervisor from supervisory level, who are supposed to do the inspector course, because it means that these persons are supposed to go, they're supposed to lead their team. They're supposed to be able to be competent to know what they're supposed to look for when they go into other establishments. Now, the Sobers, the Sabinados, because we were in the fire prevention unit, it is mandatory that you have to do these sort of things. You have to be able to read plans. You have to be able to go there. You're advising people, this is not going to work for here. There's the potential for loss of life or loss of property if you do such and such. So according to the units that you work in, again, it also plays a part in your selection process. But honestly speaking, if we could have every single officer trained to the level of inspector, that is something that we would aim for, because it means then that we have, one, a greater capacity of persons doing the course. It means then that the workload becomes a lot lighter. As you know, there are many establishments within Barbados. And for a small number of individuals to just be the ones doing it on a daily basis, at the end of the day, we have other things to do. It's not just inspections alone. So, but you're looking at it, and I think the chief has started to make some sort of leeway in that once you become a supervisor, you're supposed to do the inspectorate course, because all of that falls under your mandate as a supervisor within the Barbados Fire Service.
Right. Well, we have about 5 minutes left, but I have two more questions for you. What does a fire officer receive after having completed the course? A certificate?
Yes, please.
Okay. Well, Officer Sobers, you mentioned that it would be on par with international standards. Am I correct in saying that?
Yes, please.
So this is a course. Go ahead.
Wait, no, sorry.
So this is a course then that people would do internationally, the same course.
Yes.
Is it? Ah, wow. Well, that's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you
very much.
So, which leads me to my final question, and I will word it this way. What are you looking forward to then now as fire inspectors? I'll start again with Officer Charles and then go to Williams and Sobers and colleagues.
I'm looking forward to being out there and being able to advise people of what they should and shouldn't do. There may be cases where a person might be a little reluctant to change, but I'm hoping that we can get our message across to really help the persons in Barbados with all these different businesses and establishments to kind of keep the country a little safer, because we all have to work together. And I'm just looking forward to getting to see a lot of the stuff that I would have read about in terms of the different systems and stuff like that. So I don't want to really say eager, but because it is going to be a heavy workload, so I don't really want to say eager, but I am open to getting to see everything and take any information and help as much as I can.
Wonderful. Officer Williams?
Excuse me. Excuse me, just had to clear my throat.
It's okay. You're all choked up. It's all right.
My apologies.
That's fine.
I'm just looking for to go there and let others know what I've learned, you know, to put it into perspective and to help others, you know, those persons with businesses, even those persons who are starting businesses, to be more cautious in their approach to
safety.
I can't see the funny word.
That's fine.
But I'm eager to get out there.
Good.
We're here to help everybody. Everyone.
Yes. Good. Officer Sobers.
Yes, I too can echo what my two colleagues have said so far. But not only does it help us to help the public, but it also helps us to help our colleagues and their doing their duties. Because if one, we can either prevent or limit the amount of ferries that we have, or two, gather as much information as possible when we do these inspections as it relates to what chemicals may be at that facility, where they're located, what system they have in place. If we have all this information as to all the hazards and stuff, and we take it back and we put it into our database where it's accessible to dispatch center or our colleagues, if they have to respond to the incident, they'll be better able to not only extinguish the fire, but to keep themselves safe from some fires you can't put water on. If you go there and you know, well, this building has these metals or whatever, and you know in advance, right, is this fire, we see on the system, this is what you can do this area. It helps keep them safe, it protects them, so it is a twofold thing. So it benefits me and it assists them, not only public, but also my colleagues.
Wonderful. Officer Collins, about 30 yes. seconds. What are you looking forward to most?
Well, I would like to say not only look forward, but I would like to say look forward to continuing, because I would have been privileged to travel with Ford and a number of the other fire prevention officers in my earlier time in the fire prevention unit. And gain a lot of exposure and experience from just watching the media operate, how they do their job. So I'm looking forward to being a part of it now, in a what you say, bigger way, to be able to assist persons in making their place fire safety compliant.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, four of nine officers. Thank you so much for sharing your experience on the fire inspector course. What's the proper name?
Yeah, fire inspector course, basically.
Okay. Right, fire inspector course, what you learned, and we're looking forward to hearing more from you on what you learned. You know, there's a lot more to be talked about and learned and understood. So congratulations again to you. And we look forward to what's in store. Yes, yes. And I'm Krista J. Paul. Remember, you can always listen to the podcast on VOB929.com, or you can log on to VOB92.9 FM's Facebook page after this program to watch the video recording. And I'm sure we can say with even greater meaning now, as we always say at the end of the program,
fire prevention is our intention.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you also.
You can depend on the Barbados Fire Service 311.